107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. It's an absolute pleasure to have Steve Zurbrick here with Stratford Legion. Of course, we're going to be talking about the Poppy Fund, the Poppy Campaign, and so much more leading up to Remembrance Day. Steve, it's good to see you, my friend.
It's good to be here, Jamie. You do a great job for Stratford and great job advertising what we're trying to do in the community.
Oh, Steve, it is our pleasure. But first off, it was great seeing you not too long ago at the Burger and Fry Night at the Legion, another great get-together.
Yeah, it was really good night, great food, and not expensive.
Exactly, that's what it's all about. And the dinners continue, the lunches continue, but we also are heading into a very certainly important time with Stratford Legion with the Poppy Campaign or the Poppy Fund. Can you remind us about this campaign, what it's all about?
So on Friday the 31st of October, we will be commencing our Poppy Campaign by distributing poppy boxes in the morning to various locations. And they'll be out till the 11th of November. The donations received are used in support of our veterans and to assist youth in remembrance of the past who have those who have served and are serving. We hope that you will help us again and donate, even if you don't need a new poppy.
Right.
Although we are not a registered charity, you can donate online by email to stratfordlegion008@gmail.com. Put in the question, poppy branch number, and the answer, branch 8 poppy, all in lowercase.
Okay.
If you want to do that online, we appreciate any support you give.
Sounds good. So again, the Poppy Campaign, as you mentioned, it runs from Friday, October 31st, of course, through to Remembrance Day. And if any businesses or organizations are hearing this and would like to get a poppy box for their workplace or location, what's the best way to reach out?
The easiest one is to phone the branch, 519-271-4540. And that'll get forwarded to me wherever I happen to be, and I can put you on the list.
Oh, fantastic. So again, we're chatting with Steve Zurbrick with the Stratford Legion, talking about the Poppy Campaign for the Poppy Fund. Let's talk about where, again, the money goes for something like this.
So last year, our community donated over $31,000 to the Poppy Campaign. This was used in various ways. Directly supported veterans in our community, providing a meal and an opportunity to socialize and connecting them with others. We support service officers and provide a means to connect to them. The service officers are an assistance to veterans and their spouses when they want to get funds from Veterans Affairs or questions on what Veterans Affairs can support. In addition, there is a fund that the Ontario government has for emergencies for veterans, and the Poppy Fund, if neither of those apply, may be able to directly pay for some emergency support. For instance, if you run out of money for medicine, we can, with the proper documentation, unfortunately, help you out on that.
Well, there you go. There's some examples right there of where when you're purchasing a poppy, wearing it proudly, and there's some great services that are being provided there, Steve.
We have also donated to the Stratford General Hospital Foundation just a couple weeks ago, $7,500. Parkwood Institute for Veterans, another $7,000. And just a week ago, we were up at the hospice giving them a donation.
Oh.
So these are things that would support veterans, but they also support the community. So
yeah, great partnerships, great partnerships. And as you say, giving back right there. Fantastic. So that is the Poppy Fund or the Poppy Campaign. Again, Steve, why should we wear a poppy? We know the importance of it, but for you, why do we wear the poppy?
The poppy is worn in remembrance of all of those who have served, particularly the ones that died in the First World War, the Second World War, Korea, and Afghanistan. Those are our official wards, but we've also had a number of soldiers die on peacekeeping missions, and police and other volunteers that have been sent over by the government to help make the world a better place. So this is a remembrance of all those who have served.
And that's what it's all about right there. So purchase a poppy, wear it proudly, and help out with Stratford Legion and the Poppy Fund and the Poppy Campaign. And while I'm thinking of it, Steve, I was just seeing that at the Burger and Fry Night just recently, the poppies that are on, that will be along the bridge, is that still happening? Because I know they've been constructing these. I don't know what to call it in terms of the bridge length or what have you. Yeah.
They've been weaving their nets together at the Legion for the last few weeks. I believe they're planning to put them on Huron Street Bridge and the William Hutt Bridge on Waterloo Street this year. Hopefully they'll also have enough to do the area marching down to the cenotaph.
Yeah.
But they have a lot of volunteers and a lot of people working to put them together.
Yeah.
And it's great having the community doing that.
And it looks great on the bridges. And thank you so much for all those volunteers. But yeah, the poppy netting, if you will, along the bridge. And it's so stunning when that's put up.
So hopefully people will get out and drive around, see them on a nice day.
Yeah, and take a look. Anything else about the Poppy Campaign or the Poppy Fund that we didn't cover, or just get yourself a poppy?
Well, there are a couple other things. What we pay for or donate towards homeless. The Ontario Command has a program for homeless vets and also supports training service dogs. So we donate from our funds to help those that are more recently released from the armed forces or who have had instance of OSI, PTSD, which are important to all of us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And are there still coffee get-togethers happening at Stratford Legion?
For veterans and their spouses, Tuesday morning, except for the Remembrance Day, we will gather at the Legion between 10 and 12 and have a free coffee, a muffin, cookies. One of the members brings in some more cookies, and you get to sit back and communicate with people that have served, who have seen things differently than you have and may have seen the same things and have words that you can relate to, whereas other people may not know what the service feels like.
Yeah.
We also invite emergency measures and police, if they feel like coming in, as they've also been under similar stresses.
Okay, it's about keeping those connections and maintaining those connections. That's what it's all about. And Steve, we certainly should talk about Remembrance Day for November 11th in Stratford. What's that all going to look like?
Okay, the first event is this Sunday at the Legion. We are having a church service starting at 1:30.
And that's coming up this November 2nd, the Drumhead service.
So anybody who wants to come in is invited to come in and participate.
And that's at 1:30 p.m., I do believe. 1:30. Yeah, all right. And, of course, there's other get-togethers.
And then there will be a Legion table at the Stratford Mall, manned by Legion, and may have some ANAF volunteers there that will have poppies, but if you just want to stop by and chat, you're welcome. We really appreciate the support at that table. Mm-hmm. Then for the Remembrance Day itself, we have, before I say that, 19 Squadron Air Cadets are going to be out this Saturday at various store locations.
Oh, this coming Saturday, November 1st. Okay, gotcha.
So if you see the Air Cadets, they're not soliciting for themselves. They're soliciting in support of the Poppy Fund.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, really like their support.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So the main event, Remembrance Day service on the 11th. Parking is available at the ANAF on Lorne Street. We would like to get the buses out of there by about 9:45 to deliver people to the armories and some to the cenotaph. One of the buses will just sit at the cenotaph for those that can't get out in the cold but want to be at the cenotaph. The parade will form up about 10:20 and march off from the armories at 10:30. It will then proceed to the cenotaph and be on the hill ready for the service. Rick Boone, who is the chair of the Remembrance Day event, will be starting laying wreaths for various organizations at 10 o'clock and segueing into the main service approximately 10:45 for the actual Remembrance Day. There will be a broadcast on Rogers Community Channel live of the service, so those that can't get out can actually see our people here in Stratford doing what they have seen for years, mm-hmm. us remembering the fallen.
Very good.
Both the ANF and Branch support Remembrance Day. 223 Perth Army Cadets and 19th Squadron are on the parade, and they're also doing a vigil on the evening of the 10th to stand by the cenotaph. During the actual service, 4RCR will put cenotaries on the cenotaph and will participate in the parade as part of their company here in Stratford.
Very good.
We will also have police, EMO, and fire department out as normal. They'll be controlling the traffic. They will participate in some of the service. The city for their support,
mm-hmm,
because the city does a lot, including providing a grant to the Poppy Fund.
Oh, excellent. And, of course, there will be musical performances, I think it's safe to say.
Yes.
I'm sure the members of the Stratford Concert Band will be on hand, that sort of thing.
The concert band, the pipe band, and there's a school choir going to be there.
Mm-hmm. And for you, Steve, when you're at that cenotaph, that day and that moment, when you see those crowds, what's going through your mind?
Well, the main thing that's going through my mind is all those who served, like my father, during the Second World War, and the names that are up on the cenotaph that we try and remember, families that have the same last name as the people from the First World War and Second World War are still around the Stratford and have a lot of family connections. But there are also people from other places that come to our cenotaph and remember their fallen, even if they weren't Stratford people.
Well said. Is there anything else, says Steve, about the Poppy Fund, Poppy Campaign, or the Remembrance Day services? Is there anything else we haven't covered?
Essentially, I'd like to thank everyone who contributes and encourage everyone to take 2 minutes on the 11th at 11 a.m. to remember our fallen comrades and those who still serve. This is the 80th anniversary year of the end of the Second World War, so that is more or less the theme that we are working on this year.
Well, thank you for that. Steve Zerbrig, Stratford Legion, take a moment to get a poppy and take a moment on November 11th for Remembrance Day. We'll see you at the Stratford Cenotaph. Steve, always a pleasure. Thank you again, as always, for everything you do with Stratford Legion and for putting all this into perspective for us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jamie. It's great being on your air and reaching out to all the people that listen. Thank you for your support.